Good morning and thank you for coming. My name is Chinyi Pan and I am a doctoral student in University of California, Los Angeles. I'm also a graduate student researcher working with the Integrated Substance Abuse Programs in UCLA. Today I'm presenting geographic substance abuse and addiction problems among patients receiving methadone maintenance treatment in China. Well, China has faced the challenge of dual epidemics of drug use and HIV. In 2009, the registered drug users in China was 1.3 million, of whom 75% to 85% of registered drug users use opiates. And among these opiate users, about 50% to 70% injected the drug. Meanwhile, approximately 700 of thousands of people were infected with HIV in 2007. Unprotected sex and injection drug use are two major contributors to new HIV cases. To address this problem, since 2004, China has implemented methadone maintenance treatment program nationwide. However, the dropout and relapse in methadone maintenance treatment programs have been very high. To address the issue of treatment retention and opiate use problems in China methadone maintenance clinics, the UCLA ISAP research team conducted a pilot study to test its effectiveness in improving treatment retention and outcomes in China. The intervention applied motivational incentive and was conducted in methadone maintenance treatment clinics in Kunming and Shanghai City. This motivational incentives intervention was adapted and developed in the United States, but had never been applied in China. So this research team adapted this intervention and tested its effectiveness in improving treatment retention outcomes in these two cities. The main hypothesis of this study is the intervention would be effective and would produce improvement in treatment retention to reduce opiate use. The main outcome is the retention, defined as the days in methadone maintenance treatment programs in 3 months, and the negative urine samples that the patient submitted in these 3 months. Participants were expected to come to the MMT clinics and take the MMT daily dose, and they would have a chance to draw a prize if they can to take their dose and submitted a negative urine sample. So, what was the intervention result? They found a significantly better treatment retention among the incentive group in Kunming compared to their counterparts, that's the usual care group in the control group. But there is no difference found in Shanghai City among the two groups. This finding suggested that there is considerable site differences in magnitude of the intervention effect. So we would like to know why there is such difference and what are those possible determinants for retention for MMT patients in each site. And are these determinants the same for both sites? So the following is just a preliminary exploration. Well, firstly, let us look at these two sites. On the upper right, it's Shanghai City. It's the most populous and developed urban city in China. It has more than 12 million population. While Kunming, on the left lower side city, it has only about 2 million population. Kunming is also the capital of the Yunnan province. It locates on the border of the Golden Triangle and has the most drug trafficking and substance abuse problems, also has very high HIV rates. The two sites also differ considerably in living standards. Shanghai has almost 3 times of per capita gross domestic product than Kunming. There are a total of 14 MMT clinics in Shanghai, serving about 2,700 drug users, and there were 8 MMT clinics in Kunming, serving for about 2,900 drug users. So the aims of this preliminary analysis is to examine site differences in characteristics and behaviors among MMT patients in Kunming and Shanghai, and to explore what individual characteristics are predictive for the retention among the MMT patients in Shanghai and Kunming respectively. We used the same sample as the previous study that I mentioned before. The participants came from consecutive admissions to the participating MNT clinics. Data used in the following analysis came from the baseline data collected with following measurements, including International Addiction Severity Index, HIV Risk Behavior Survey, Brief Symptom Inventory, Self-Esteem, MNT Barriers, and Social Support. This table shows the demographic information. Patients in Kunming were younger, less educated, and more likely to be employed. Patients in Shanghai were more likely to live with spouse or parents compared to counterparts in Kunming. In the Kunming, patients were more likely to live alone or with friends. Meanwhile, Kunming patients were also more likely to live with someone who has substance abuse or alcohol use problems. However, it is patients in Shanghai who reported more family conflicts and mental problems. This slide shows that patients in different sites also have different substance use patterns. More patients in Kunming reported to use alcohol in past 30 days. None of them reported to use amphetamine. But many of them reported to use other drugs, including barbiturates, tranquilizers, inhalations. And a higher percentage of Kunming patients have hazardous drinking problem. However, less patients in Kunming have previous treatment experiences. So this slide shows the addiction severity index, which ranges from 0 to 1. Higher score indicates severe problem. Overall, patients in Kunming have higher addiction problem in employment, alcohol use, and drug use domains. And one thing to note is patients in both sites reported very high scores of employment problems. Patients in both sites report, from this table we can see that patients in both sites reported low levels of self-esteem and a low level of perceptions toward MMT, and the high levels of stigma and impulsiveness. HCV knowledge is striking low for both sites, but particularly for Kunming patients. They only answered correctly of about 5 items out of the total of 20 items on HCV knowledge scale. And more patients in Kunming injected drug use. Although the self-reported condom use is higher among patients in Kunming, they also reported a higher rate of being told to be HIV infected than their counterparts in Shanghai. Generally, Kunming patients reported higher psychological problems, including somatization, obsession, compulsion, interpersonal sensitivity, depression, anxiety, paranoid, and having higher total brief symptom inventory scores. Well, from this table, we can see that Shanghai patients reported higher impulsiveness scores, particularly in motor and self-control. That means they have more problems on these two domains. So corresponding to previous table results, using the addiction severity index, we also found Shanghai patients have severe problems in legal, family, and psychiatric domains compared to Kunming patients. Then we conduct multiple regressions to explore and test which individual characteristics may contribute to predict the treatment retention among MMT patients in each site. We found that factors predicting retention in Kunming MMT patients include MI intervention, that motivational incentive intervention, and the live with someone who has alcohol use problem and has worse cognitive complexity and less perseverance and has higher hazard drinking and employment problems. This total, to include all these factors in the model, the F value is significant and the R square is 0.23. However, for MMT patients in Shanghai, all these factors do not provide sufficient explanation for their dropout and retention. It's not significant and the R square is less than 0.05. And that there is only living with someone who has alcohol use problem is predictive for the retention. So the preliminary results demonstrate that drug users admitted to MMT programs in different geographic areas may come to drug abuse treatment with somewhat different problems and service needs. And this difference may lead to different efficacy of intervention programs, as well as suggesting specific and localized services are needed to target different groups of MMT patients. The different pattern of problems resulting from substance use among MMT patients in the two geographic areas also suggest that we need to explore or to understand our target population more before we try to implement an intervention. But however, even in Kunming, the determinants that we found significantly related to retention, that's the models that I showed in the previous slide, only provide small to moderate explanations for the variance of retention. This may also imply that maybe other factors rather than individual characteristics can influence the treatment retention. For example, the income. Well, in China, it takes about 10 yuan to receive a daily MMT dose. And we have introduced that Kunming has a lower income, and so it may be difficult for them to get their daily dose and to keep keep being in the programs. Well, so this indicates that broader scope of factors should be explored and considered in our following analysis. Well, that's my presentation today. Thank you.